Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. Mr. Number 721, The Authority of the Spirit of Prophecy. Ellen White spoke the things God gave her. I labored in the morning meeting to help my brethren. I presented the state of things as God had presented them to me. I illustrated the positions we should occupy as they had been presented to me. I had no personal feelings in the remark made to you that morning. In the line of my work, I speak the things the Lord gives me. And in my words to you, I would no more dare to say that the Lord did not move me to make the remarks which I made in that talk all the way through. E.G. White's letter, A Message from God. You ask if the Lord gave me that letter to give to you. I say, He did. The Holy God of Israel will not serve with your sins. That message was given of God. If you have had, since that message was given, a new sense of what constitutes sin, if you have become truly converted, a child of God in place of being a transgressor of His law, then there is no one who will be more pleased than myself. The danger of undermining confidence in the testimonies. The enemy has made his masterly efforts to unsettle the faith of our own people in the testimonies, and when these errors come in, they claim to prove all the positions by the Bible. But they misinterpret the Scriptures. They make bold assertions, as did Elder Canwright, and misapply the prophecies and the Scriptures to prove falsehood. And, after men have done their work in weakening the confidence of our churches in the testimonies, they have torn away the barrier, that unbelief in the truth shall become widespread, and there is no voice to be lifted up to stay the force of error. This is just as Satan designed it should be, and those who have been preparing the way for the people to pay no heed to the warnings and reproofs of the testimonies of the Spirit of God will see that a tide of errors of all kinds will spring into life. They will claim Scripture as their evidence, and deceptions of Satan in every form will prevail. 109, 1890, page 5. To W.C. White and J.E. White and wife, December 6, 1890. E.G. White's confidence in the divine source of her revelations. What a battle I am obliged to fight! My brethren seem to judge me as taking positions that are not necessary. They do not see that God, in His own wisdom, has made revelations to me which cannot successfully be contradicted or disputed. Nothing can rub out that which has been presented to me and imprinted on the tablets of my soul. All the oppositions or gainsaying to make my testimony of none effect only compels from me, by the urgency of the Spirit of God, a more decided repetition, and to stand on the light revealed with all the force of the strength God has given me. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 18, 1979.